Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome and good Friday, everyone. Great to have you with us. 3:35, Bill O'Brien will then follow it up with Patrick Chambers. At the Coaches versus Cancer Golf Tournament, Matt McGloin's been named the starting quarterback. Paul Jones is number two. Rob Bolden is three. Curtis Dukes is back with the team. And Curtis Drake is off the team. But as faithful listeners of the show, that's information all of you have had all along anyway. Today's show being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And also, as always, we're at the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, anytime you call us, you'll be calling us now on the Lenape Solar Hotline. We bring in Kevin Herr.
So can you go through that once again? I want to make sure I didn't miss anything. No, I'm serious. Tell me what's the positioning of the players again?
Matt McGloin's the starting quarterback. Paul Jones is two. Rob Bolden is three. And Curtis Dukes is with the team, which I'd already told you, and then Curtis Drake is off the team.
All right, I just want to make sure I followed along correctly.
And there is no, you know, and there'll be no return.
Okay.
For Curtis Drake. No return at all.
That leaves out any gray area right there.
Yeah, there's no gray area. So that's what Matt McGloin's the starting quarterback. Paul Jones is two. Rob Bolden's three. Curtis Dukes is back working with the team at tailback. Curtis Drake is off the team. And we'll hear from Bill O'Brien. And he is not going to make any disciplinary move with Davon Smith. That is going to be whatever happens with his off the field is going to be dealt with by the university if any action is taken. And if there's anything additional Bill has to do, it'll be internally and done face-to-face with Davon Smith. As he said, there's two sides to every story. Obviously, Davon Smith has talked to him, and Bill O'Brien found his story, his end of the story, to be very intriguing. How about that? So that's the news we have. Sean Oakman no longer with the team. Everybody knew about that. Evan Hales will not be playing any longer because of that blood clot issue. Curtis Drake off the team. So that is what we have, news-wise, today. And we'll hear from Bill O'Brien at 3:35. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, on the Lenape Solar Hotline. Let's go to Roger. Roger, thank you for joining us.
Solar Hotline. You know, sometimes I try to explain to Kevin when I hear you talk about that, I'm like, let's just go right to the source. So that's what this is. The Red Sox, I think, said earlier today that Kevin Youkilis is going to be traded. They came right out and said, we're going to trade him.
Right.
So what I'd like your perspective on is, you know, normally you let everybody weigh in and you see what you can get around July 31st, but given that you have a potential suitor like the Phillies, for Kevin Youkilis, the Phillies are only three games out now. The Phillies are very battered and are probably more desperate now than they might be at July 31st. I mean, July 31st, the Phillies are either going to be 10 or 11, 12 games out and asking, well, are we buyers or sellers? Or they're going to be competitive and they're going to be that much closer to getting Ryan Howard back if he's not back already by that point. Maybe Chase Utley in baseball activities by that point or what have you. I don't think the Phillies are ever going to be more desperate than they are now. So if they're a suitor for Euclid, you know, might this be a situation where the Red Sox deal him sooner rather than later, especially considering that they apparently don't think they need him. So that's what I throw your way.
Well, Kevin Euclid, the reason that he's in the position he's in at the moment is because of what Will Middlebrooks has done. Will Middlebrooks has gone up to the Red Sox and has been able to hit. And because he's been able to hit, and because they already have Adrian Gonzalez, and Euclid is not an outfielder, and Middlebrooks is not an outfielder, they feel that they need to trade Euclid because they feel that he has value on the trade market. Middlebrooks has done what nobody in the Phillies organization has been able to do, ascend from the minor leagues and give them help from the minor leagues at the plate. The Phillies have to take a long, hard look at Kevin Euclid, but the Red Sox also have to take a long, hard look as to what they can get in return. And that's the biggest question I have, is what can the Phillies give them in return that will help the Red Sox?
Well, I mean, is it time? I mean, Dominic Brown is certainly no longer an untouchable, given the Red Sox injuries in the outfield. Would that be appealing?
It's appealing. Dominic Brown's appealing. I'll tell you, Shane Victorino's appealing.
Mm-hmm.
You are talking about right now about a guy that's a former All-Star. Now, he was banged up last year. He's been banged up this year. But the guy would give them a quality player at first base, and you can also play him at third. Because he was a Gold Glove winner at first base at one point. I mean, and solidifies the infield by doing that. I mean, look what Mark Teixeira did for the Yankees. We could talk about Mark Teixeira's bat all we want, but defensively, he solidified the Yankee infield in a way where suddenly the Yankees went from being a team that was mediocre in the field and hurt their pitching staff to being outstanding in the field and helping their pitching staff.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the Phillies will ever want Euclid more than they want Euclid now. And I think the only way the Phillies trade Victorino is if they come to the conclusion that they're going to do everything they can to sign Cole Hamels, and they're going to need every ounce of payroll space and every dime they have. That's, and which means they're just resigned to not signing Shane Victorino in the offseason. And I don't think the Phillies are ready to make that decision yet. And I think that's the kind of decision that the Phillies make. It will be a July 31st decision, whereas their interest in Euclid, I don't think, will ever be any greater than it is now, because by July 31st, they're either going to still be competitive and say, well, maybe we don't need Kevin Euclid, and maybe Chase Utley's closer to being healthy, or they're going to be further out of it and say, we need prospects. We need to be sellers here, not buyers. That's my opinion.
Well, I think the Phillies are in this position. They have to make a decision now. Can we hang within 5 or 6 games of the lead for the next month and a half? Because by maybe July 22nd, they could get back Roy Halladay, Ryan Howard, and Chase Utley. $55 million worth of quality baseball players by July 22nd. Can they be within that 3 to 5, 3 to 6 game range where at that point it's like they made a series of 3 major deals to get major players at the trade deadline? Now, the issue you'll have will be this. Halladay, Utley, and Howard all coming off major injuries. Will they be able to trust themselves as players? Because that's one of the toughest things you have to do when you come off of an injury, is suddenly feel the trust in your own body as to what you can and can't do. And those three guys will go through that initially, that they may not deliver returns right away until suddenly they feel comfortable with themselves, because all of them are coming off injuries they've never had before.
Agreed.
So that's the decision. I mean, and is Euclid the guy that keeps them within 2 or 3 of the lead? Does Euclid allow them to move up to a spot where they're 1-2 out and fighting for it in the middle of July? He could be. He's a quality hitter. He's a hard worker, and he's very good in the field. The question is, what? I mean, the Sox are not going to hand him to somebody. They need something in return.
Absolutely. All right, Steve, thanks for your time.
Roger, thanks so much. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. And once again, 1-800-795-9565. So, once again, it's 1-800-795-9565. I believe we were supposed to get Matt Adams on, and we may have lost him in that translation there. Correct?
I'm working on it as we speak.
Okay. From the St. Louis Cardinals, Matt Adams. And the story that's intriguing about him is that Adams, of course, is from Phillipsburg Osceola High School. And that's why we're working on getting him back on the line. And talking with him, because we have a lot to talk to him about.
I had him on the
line. And then we'll hear from...
I was going to say, I had him on the line, and I think a squirrel gave up its life recently, and we lost him at that moment.
Well, that's okay. Call the hotel back.
Now, if we would have been using Lenape Solar, we wouldn't have had to worry about that, would we?
That's true.
Ironically,
but yes, Lenape Solar is our hotline. No, but call. He's staying in New York. So, did you actually talk to him?
Yes, briefly.
Yeah.
Briefly. Before it went away.
Okay.
But we'll get to that here coming up after the break. We take a break, we'll have him ready to go.
Okay. Well, let's do that. We'll take a break right now. We'll come back, hopefully, with Matt Adams in a few moments as we continue. Steve Jones Show, WKOK, brought to you today by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket here on WKOK.
Sunbury Motor Company, a tradition of trust since 1915. We have the largest selection of new and used Fords, Lincolns, Hyundais, and Kias anywhere. You want a new Ford? You got it. A 2012 Ford Fiesta four-door sedan, just $232 per month. And it gets 38 miles per gallon. And if you really want to save mileage money, come get a new 2012 Hyundai Veloster, three-door coupe with 40 miles per gallon on the highway for just $292 a month. Swing on over to Sunbury Motors Kia and try on a new 2012 Kia Forte four-door sedan for just $18,230. And when it comes to used cars, well, just head over to sunburymotors.com and search our huge selection of pre-owned vehicles where you can use our black book and take the guesswork out of trading in your old car. We give you easy access to the most up-to-date internet car buying tools. There's a reason we're number one. So come check us out today at Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, located at 943 North 4th Street in the Auto Plaza, or Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, or go to sunburymotors.com.
Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, has all your summer partying needs. They have beer, they have snacks, they have soda, they have water. And did I mention they have beer? Brewers Outlet has a huge selection of imports and microbrews, some incredible deals, and they're a great beverage shoppable store. Fresh roasted peanuts daily, and check this out, a new Help Yourself Pickle Bar. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket, Sunbury, wants you to enjoy the summer, and don't forget the beer.
Business owners, listen up. Reducing your electric bill goes hand in hand with increasing your energy efficiency, and now you can accomplish both with a hand from Lenape Solar. Your approved PPL ePower Trade Ally. Upgrading to energy efficient lighting in your facility has never been simpler or more affordable, and we do all the paperwork for you. The ePower Direct Discount Program for PPL customers pays you upfront for up to 75% of your project cost, and with the savings you'll clearly see, your project can easily pay for itself in less than a year. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for energy efficiency and solar energy solutions, and now is the time to lower your business's electric bill and increase your bottom line forever. With a hand from Lenape Solar. This is Tanya Diddy, and I invite you to schedule your free, no-obligation energy analysis today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
Welcome back. Today's show sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And, of course, we're at the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And we will hear from Bill O'Brien after the news at the bottom of the hour. You actually had Matt Adams on the line at one point, and if we had just done proper protocol and had Sarah Bartlett answer the phone, I can guarantee you we never would have lost him.
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, he was on the line, and then, as you like to say, gone.
Just telling you. It's an all-too-familiar story for the audience.
Thanks. Stupid squirrels.
So, again, if Barty had answered the phone, I can guarantee you, in no uncertain terms, he never would have been lost. Now,
I know what you're alluding to.
Ever. She had a hung
and
on
you're probably
for dear,
right.
She had a hung on for dear life on the line, a young Major League Baseball player with local ties.
You're probably right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll attempt to see if we can get that either on the line or rescheduled. We will hear from Bill O'Brien at 3:35. Once again, the another boring June 1st in our area.
Yeah, I'll say. Seems like everything happened all at once today, too.
So that's what we have today. And then we'll have Patrick Chambers as well. Our number 1-800-795-9565. And yes, the Red Sox say, yep, we'll trade Euclid here. But I'll be frank with you. He will not come cheap. They're not going to give him away. Guy's been too important to the organization for a long time. He's a big reason why they won. Especially in he was part of the team in 2004, but especially in 2007. And Matt McGloin named the starting quarterback for Penn State. That was no surprise. This is something we've talked about. Paul Jones is the number two quarterback. Rob Bolden is number three. And yes, as I told you, Bolden is here. The internet becomes a frustrating thing sometimes in my business. I love the passion of the internet. I love the passion. As you know, Kevin, I don't read message boards because, frankly, name anything I personally can learn from a message board. I'm at practice, for goodness sakes. I don't learn anything. I'll have somebody come up to me and say, did you hear about it? I said, where did you get that from? You know, I would have just left practice. So where did you get that from? I got it from the internet. I said, I was just in practice. That's not true. That happens to me all the time.
There's some great information on the internet, but not always good information and accurate information.
I like the passion, though. I like the fact that people are willing to get out there and talk about their team. I find that great. I like the one thing you don't want is nothing out there, which means there's no interest. We want interest in what's going on around here. This, for example, this news about McGloin today. And one of the keys with McGloin, this, and I'll tell you, the fans this right now, let's say, like McGloin, the kid completed between 65 and 70% of his passes in the spring. I was there every day. It was clear who the number one guy was to me. And over the last 20 days of practice, it became pretty clear to me who the number two guy was. So, Bill just came out and announced it today, and they're going to put out a full depth chart next week. Yeah, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. But that's the news of the day. And then the deal with Euclid, the Red Sox saying, hey, look, you know, we're going to trade him. Yeah. I mean, the Phillies have to make a big decision. And the big decision is, do you go after him? Or do you put all your eggs into the baskets of three guys that right now cannot play baseball? Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, Roy Halladay. And I'll tell you right now, what the frustrating thing about Utley is, you can just see it. He just seems to be one of those guys where he has to feel like he is absolutely perfect before he plays. And that kind of player galls you. There is a big difference between being hurt and being injured. And at some point, you've got to put yourself in gear and start playing ball. And as people around, as Chris Wheeler said this week, he said he's harder to read than Pravda. And that's a hard thing to deal with. When you have to deal, there's certain athletes where one of the toughest things that they have to do is tell the athlete, look, you can't practice, because they want to be back out there so bad. They're not going to help themselves by being out there, but they're determined to get back out there. You have that athlete. But there's also that athlete, and I've been around a few of them in my lifetime, where they have to be absolutely perfect before they get themselves on the field. You know, I feel a twinge. What? A twinge what? Get out there. There's a difference between being hurt and being injured. And Utley's been in and out of the lineup. I know he's a tough guy in a lot of ways, but at the same time, he's also giving you that perfect feeling right now. So, that's what we're waiting to see. And that's a big gamble. It's a big gamble, especially when you talk about three guys, and they are not younger guys any longer. So our number is 1-800-795-9565. That is 1-800-795-9565. And Sarah Bartlett, who never would have lost the Cardinals' first baseman, nor would he have hung up on her.
That's probably true as well.
Don't forget our hotline being powered by Lenape Solar. And our show today brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Bill O'Brien after the news.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Friday afternoon. We're heading into the weekend. Big barbecue over at Kevin's this weekend. I know that Drew, Sean, Sarah, and I are looking forward to it very, very much.
I did get a new grill, but unfortunately I was not planning on doing anything with it this weekend. But hey, you're more than welcome to bring the food. I'll cook it up.
That's not how barbecues work.
That's how they work in my house, brother.
Well, I believe Sean, Drew, Sarah, and I are going someplace else.
There's plenty of choices to choose from then.
Yes, there are, and a lot of beautiful places between Sealands Grove and Danville. We're looking forward to just picking out some neighborhood and just going there, the four of us.
Oh, it's a busy weekend. We got two games this weekend. I'm sorry. The game tonight, game tomorrow.
Is the kid above the Mendoza line yet?
Now, he didn't play yet. This is his first game of the week. They haven't played in over a week because of the little break for Memorial Day.
They had a break for Memorial Day? What is this, a unionized team?
Yes, that's exactly right.
All right, Coaches versus Cancer Golf Tournament today. The first year of the tournament, they raised $20,000. Bruce Parkhill was the one that started it. Last year, they raised $210,000. They're nearing the $2 million mark in total for Coaches versus Cancer. The Penn State Coaches versus Cancer division is fifth among all universities in the country. Bill O'Brien, playing in his first Coaches versus Cancer tournament at Penn State, talking about that and also with a lot of news.
How do you feel about being part of it? Well, I'm very honored to be here, and you know, I've formed a bond with Patrick Chambers, and he asked me to come over to this, and I couldn't be more honored to be here, and it's for a great cause. It hits close to home with myself because my mom's a two-time breast cancer survivor, so cancer hits close to home for me, and hopefully be here every single year.
How's your golf game?
Not very good. I played twice this year, and it didn't look good. So we'll see what happens. Is it best ball, or is it... Oh, thank God. I don't have to play any of my shots.
Hey, everybody's wondering, you had mentioned about making a quarterback decision by the end of May. Have you made a decision?
Yeah. Matt McGloin will be our starting quarterback. We'll release somewhat of a depth chart probably Tuesday morning. That'll fill you in on the rest of the depth. You know, there won't be too many surprises there, I'm sure. But Matt McGloin will be our starting quarterback.
What separated him, Bill?
You know, the most consistent guy throughout the spring, has good command of the offense at this point, and he's a tough kid. He's a competitive kid. He's showed good leadership qualities, and you know, just felt like he's the number one quarterback.
What's the importance of having a number one guy going into the preseason?
You know, when you go into training camp, you got to make sure that. That one guy is getting the bulk of the reps. You don't have time to give three guys equal reps, so that's number one. And then in the summertime, without the coaches being around, you have to have leaders on both sides of the ball. And Matt obviously being the quarterback, is a leader on the offensive side of the ball. And we've got a number of guys on defense that lead too. So, you know, that's part of that goes into the decision-making process too. But mostly it's because You have to get one guy ready to play, and you can't get three guys ready to play, and it's really hard to get two ready to play, so you have to have a starter, and then you go from there.
What did you tell the other two guys?
He's the guy going in.
Yeah, you'd have to ask him that. You know, I think, I have confidence in him. I have confidence in all of our guys. You know, and he's the guy that played the most consistent through the spring, and he'll do a good job for us.
Bill, what do you tell the other two guys? Do they understand the decision? Are they still on board with everything?
This is a decision that we made, and we don't tell anybody until we tell the players involved. So, I'll keep those conversations between myself and those players, but each guy knows where they stand.
How do you feel about those two guys? Do you feel like they can still be effective?
I feel good about those two guys. I think that... they have good, they have decent command of the offense, and they're competitive. They both have interesting qualities, and we'll see how they do in training camp. They won't get as many reps as they did in the spring, but we'll see how they do in training camp.
What's the deal with Drake? Is he going for good?
Yeah, Drake's no longer on the
pencil. Does he have a chance to work?
No.
Can you tell us why? How about Curtis Dukes?
Yeah, he's here. Yep.
Is he going to?
He's two quarterbacks, and I decided to make it.
There was some questions about Davon Smith.
Right.
Have you figured that situation out yet, or are you still
as far as
respect to the legal issue and also his health?
Right. His health is doing better.
Okay.
He should be good to go for training camp. I'm going to let the legal process play out a little bit. Keep it between Davon and I. He's here. Did a very good job of being consistent.
What type of
work? You've got him at the very least the first two games from a scouting report standpoint.
Got to go.
Well, you know, Oakman won't be here. Drake will no longer be here. And Evan Hales is a medical. But he's on, he's here. He just won't play. And that's about it.
Thanks, Coach.
Bill O'Brien, earlier today at the Coaches versus Cancer Golf Tournament. Once again, very little news there.
Is he getting used to the fact that everywhere he goes now, more than ever, people are sticking microphones and stuff in his face?
Yeah.
Because as the offensive coordinator, it probably didn't happen as much.
He did a press conference once a week with the Patriots.
But this is one of those things where you got it all over the place. I'm sure there's a microphone coming at him.
Sure. And it's, he asked me today, he says, Steve, he says, how long was your round this morning? And I told him, I said, we got it over in 4 hours and 10 minutes. He goes, good, I hope mine goes that fast. I said, yeah, I understand. And he went out and found his group. But Yeah, there's no news in there. It's just Matt McGloin being named starting quarterback. Paul Jones, too. Rob Bolden's here. He's the third quarterback. Curtis Dukes is academically fine working with the team. Davon Smith working with the team, healthy again. And Evan Hales, Sean Oakman, Curtis Drake. You know, Hales is still with the team, but will never play. Oakman and Drake are both gone. Other than that, there was no news out of that.
No, nothing. Nothing we didn't already know.
You know, and yeah,
yeah. not bad for a little impromptu there.
A little impromptu. So, yeah, we have that for you.
I think, you know, in looking back at things, you know, there's going
to
be a lot.
Are we getting used to on this show not having any news on?
No, I wasn't going to refer to that at all. No, yeah. Looking back at it, fans are going to be like, oh, McGloin, that doesn't make it any different than we have been. But if you look at the way things, the way Coach O'Brien has it set up, it makes sense. I mean, to put Paul Jones in the position of being the starting quarterback now, that's an awful lot to ask of him at this particular point of his career, I think.
Well, at this point, McGloin's better.
McGloin, but a lot of people are going to go back to that blue-white game and say, well, you know, there was, but that's a lot to ask of him at this point.
Everything, the blue-white game was vanilla.
True.
It's what you do with the actual game offense that you're playing with. And Bill O'Brien has made it plain, and I'll make it plain to everybody, you do not select a quarterback based on upside. You select the guy that's going to win the game for you that week. Simple as that.
That's
definitely what he's going to do.
And that definitely shows, though, that he thinks Jones is going to be the quarterback of the future by putting him in the number two slot now and announcing that.
Not necessarily. To be honest with you, Kevin, he put Jones in the number two slot because he's the second-best quarterback. That's why. The last 20 days of the spring, and I mean, I don't know how many times I've said this on the show, but the last 20 days of the spring, Paul Jones, after a slow opening 10 days, had a very strong closing 20 days. That's why. Over the last 10 days, between he and Rob, he was the better player.
I think another question a lot of fans are going to ask is when the newer players, when the freshmen come in, is this set in stone come August, or is that going? Is there possibilities that that could change as well?
You mean with Steven Bench?
Well, I mean with anybody. When he announces his depth chart the way it is right this June 1st,
right?
How much of that is how much of that will he adjust in August?
It'll depend on players determine the depth chart. Okay. The depth chart on June and whatever date he's going to release it sounds like it's going to be June 5th, okay? The depth chart on June 5th will be the depth chart they start with on August 5th. By August 12th, that may change.
And that was my feeling, too. That's why
it's the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
Okay? That, I mean, it's the nature of the beast. I mean, which, you know, because guys will get banged up. Guys will come back ready to play. Other guys will come back not quite as ready to play, or they're plateaued. And so training camp then determines how all of it shakes out. But you have to have a place to start, and that's the place to start. And, of course, then the freshmen get mixed in, and where will the freshmen help out in terms of depth? We'll find that out. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Located on Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, Patrick Chambers at Coaches versus Cancer as we continue on WKOK after this. All right, next up, Patrick Chambers. A little news in here as well. And there will be some news in here as well that I think area fans will find very interesting. First of all, what the heck did he do to his leg?
It's called a high tibia osteotomy by Dr. Sebastianelli did it. And what they do is they refracture your lower leg, cleaned out my knee. I had bone on bone. They put a wedge in, straightened it out, and put the weight on the outside. I was a little bow-legged, so I had all my weight on the inside.
Wasn't a basketball related injury?
It was over a long, long time, just wear and tear, playing a lot of basketball on different surfaces. Then I ran a marathon. Then I did a triathlon. There's a little sprint triathlete. I didn't prepare properly, so this is what happens when you don't prepare properly.
When do you get off crutches?
What's the timetable?
They say another 5 weeks. But I'm optimistic. I'm saying three. We'll see.
What sort of challenges has it presented for you in terms of work?
Wow, that's a great question. I cannot stand sitting still. I know you guys know that by now. Being a year into the job, it's hard. It's hard. I can't pick my kids up. You know, I can't drive myself right now. But I'm in the office. You know, they got me one of those little scooters, those little things to drive around. It's ridiculous.
In the Jordan Center.
In the Jordan Center. But I'm able to make phone calls and do my emails and do my normal thing. But I would tell you I get fatigued a little bit more than I usually do. And that would be the greatest challenge. But other than that, other than not picking up my kids and stuff like that, you know, I'm making do. My wife, she's a saint. She's basically taking care of four kids right now.
A hard time picturing you on the scooter. You want that thing to go
I'm
a little
telling
faster.
You that they wanted me to have it last night during the reception, and I let my ego get in my way.
Like, I don't need that. You know, I don't want that. I'm in shape.
That was ridiculous. I should have had it because I was on my feet since the time I saw you. After I left you, I was standing up the whole time. So it's fun, though, sometimes. It's fun cruising on those things, but I don't want to make it a habit. Let's put it that way. There is a horn. Good question, Jeff. Thank you. Yes, there is a horn. No, no. I did run over my assistant the other day, but he's okay. No major injuries.
I guess if there's a solace in the whole thing, it's better now than in October or November, right?
I'll tell you what. What I would tell you is now I know what some of my players go through when they have ACLs. It brings you back because you forget. And I'm not going to take anything for granted. But I always say that even after my incident. You know, I didn't want to take things for granted. But then you have something like this. Can't walk, you can't do the simple things in life, take a shower, things like that, pick up your kids, play. It's hard, but, you know, I'm not going to take that for granted. But you're right, once that, like in June here, we're going to have a couple weeks with our team, and in July we'll have a couple weeks with our team. I'm going to be on the scooter, you know what I mean? So that's going to be different for me during those summer workouts, but I should be fine by October.
What we'll do is we'll get back to Patrick Chambers in a few moments. We'll do that with the rest of it, including some interesting news about scheduling after the top of the hour. We'll get back to more of Patrick Chambers. First of all, in the Let It Be Solar Hotline, let's go to Rob in Muncie. Hi, Rob. Thanks for joining us.
Howdy, howdy. I played football, high school football in the area back in the 60s. That was 1960, not 1860. And I, at that time, I was 6'3", and now I'm 5'11" because of the way we were taught to use our helmet and our heads. Mm-hmm. But in the early 60s, I swear up and down that, and this is in reference to your show yesterday with shot helmets.
Yes.
Swear up and down that Warrior Run High School, their colors are silver and blue. And they had a stripe down the middle of their helmet that was silver. That was made out of something similar to a wrestling mat that protruded out the top about, you know, 3/8 inch. And when you would hit one of those guys head on, it was like running into a mattress. And I'm kind of curious, I know this is Johnny come lately, to the guy that was on from Shutt yesterday, but why mm-hmm. that sort of external thing? It wasn't very pretty. It wasn't sexy.
But Ohio State had that helmet in the 60s. A lot of people
right?
don't realize that. Ohio State had that helmet in the 60s with the soft center.
Is that? I didn't know that. I didn't know. I know Warrior Run had it. And so what? What was the outcome of it?
Well, I think they probably felt that even though it may have been a cushion, it wasn't enough protection on the top. And that's probably the reason why that they went away from it because it did not hit stride. A lot of teams did not go in that direction. I think Ohio State was the only team in college football I could think of that had the soft center that you're talking about. It probably did not provide enough protection in that particular area. That's why they didn't do it.
Well, it was ugly as hell. It was not sexy. But the only downside I could see to it, when you did hit someone head on, it was kind of sticky. And your helmet would stick against the other guy, and you would pivot over the top of them. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I was just kind of curious. I wish I could have called in yesterday and talked to that guy, but I did not realize the thing about Ohio State. But I just wanted to bring that up for discussion in the future if anyone wanted to explore it.
Rob, that's very interesting. I appreciate it very much.
Hey, thank you much. Go get them, Lions.
All right. Thanks so much, Rob. Robin Muncy with us, and we'll get to Patrick Chambers, get back to him, because we'll have some news on scheduling. But, again, the news of the day, as we heard from Bill O'Brien a few minutes ago on the show, Matt McGloin starting quarterback, Paul Jones 2, Rob Bolden 3. Yes, Rob Bolden is still here. I believe somebody told all of you that last week.
I vaguely remember it.
Curtis Dukes here, back working again. But again, he still has to have a good summer academically. He's not out of the woods yet. He's eligible enough to be back with the football team and work. Curtis Drake, gone. And Evan Hales, which we already knew would no longer be participating because that blood clot issue was never completely cleared up for him.
And if you missed that whole conversation with Coach O'Brien, you can get it after 5 today at stevejonesshow.com, where you can always find the archive of the show.
Right. So that's what we have from Bill O'Brien today. We'll have Patrick Chambers on at 405-406. And when it comes to Matt Adams of the St. Louis Cardinals, we've been having some issues today with the weather and so forth, and we lost the phone call, although I can assure you, in no uncertain terms, Sarah Bartlett never would have lost a Major League Baseball player on the phone line.
I can't deny that.
I mean, I'm talking never.
No. She would have had his personal cell phone number by the end of the conversation, I'm sure.
No surprise to this veteran campaigner.
By the way, how'd you play today?
How did I play?
Yes.
Played well.
Yes.
Played well, as a matter of fact. I played about the same as I did when I played with you guys, except I probably drove the ball even better today.
So in other words, you were David Hasselhoff most of the day.
I was David Hasselhoff?
Hanging out on the beach.
No. I think I hit one ball all day into the sand. And that was the last ball I hit of the day.
I believe you.
Our team went 18 under par.
We didn't do that.